This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, August 16th, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding the latest actions and warnings on the part of the U.S. government concerning the increasingly worrisome spread of the Ebola virus. Early Friday morning, the World Health Organization announced that the scale of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa had been vastly underestimated and extraordinary measures were needed to contain the disease. They also indicated that Ebola treatment centers are filling up faster than they can be provided. The announcement came less than a day after the U.S. State Department issued a travel warning for American citizens to avoid all unnecessary travel to Sierra Leone, as well as ordered the families of embassy staff to evacuate the country. Concern is also increasing regarding the potential for an expansion of the outbreak in Lagos, Nigeria, Africa's most populous city, which has seen a number of confirmed cases growing as well as a number of deaths. According to Moody's rating agency, a serious outbreak in Lagos could severely disrupt the oil and gas industry in Nigeria, Africa's largest producer, if international companies are forced to evacuate staff and local operations are shut down. In light of the threat of the Ebola virus's spread and the danger it poses, the government of Saudi Arabia announced this week that it had suspended the visas of thousands of pilgrims from Ebola-affected countries intending to participate in the upcoming Hajj. Additionally, health authorities are investigating possible cases in Bulgaria, Macedonia, and Albania. For those scratching their heads on that one, these countries are gateways used by immigrants from the African continent who land in Greece, just to the south, and are making their way to Western Europe. Additionally, a member of France's National Assembly, Patrick Balkany, claims that there are several cases of Ebola now in France, though the French government is pushing back on the reports. More than 30% of France's immigrant population comes from sub-Saharan Africa. At least one airline has announced that it is suspending flights to and from the East African nation of Kenya, which, while not having recorded any Ebola cases, is one of the main aviation hubs for flights across the entire continent, as well as to the rest of the world. The World Health Organization has classified Kenya as a quote-unquote high-risk country for the spread of the virus. Alert USA cautions listeners that flu season is fast approaching. Given that standard flu symptoms such as fever, vomiting, sore throat, coughs, muscle aches, and headaches are also early symptoms of an Ebola infection, medical facilities in the U.S. and Canada are facing a nightmare scenario. On one hand, there will be the regular seasonal surge of those suffering from influenza who are seeking treatment. On the other hand, given that Ebola is one of the most dangerous and virulent pathogens known to exist and the stark similarities to the early symptoms of the flu, medical facilities may be forced to take drastic measures with each and every patient, including possible isolation and quarantine until a laboratory confirms a diagnosis. There are few other options. And as a director of the CDC stated just last week, Ebola's arrival in the U.S. is quote-unquote inevitable. It is with the approach of this problem that Alert USA fully expects in the coming weeks for federal health authorities to announce activation of a national nurse triage line in order to help manage persons with influenza-like illnesses and to electronically or telephonically transfer prescriptions to local pharmacies. Such a capability was actually put in place last year by the Department of Health and Human Services over concerns of a possible bird flu pandemic. With this potential perfect storm of confusion right around the corner, Alert USA recommends that listeners give strong consideration to getting both a seasonal influenza and pneumonia vaccine soon. While this will in no way offer protection from a possible Ebola infection, it will help increase your chances of not having to approach a medical center in the first place. Consider yourself forewarned. The spread of the Ebola virus is expected to continue for many months to come. As such, the chances are good that during the upcoming flu season, if you present yourself to a hospital or clinic with flu-like symptoms, and in particular, a respiratory infection, you may have a nightmare experience that includes forced quarantine until the staff receives laboratory confirmation of what ails you. This can already be seen in reports from hospitals around the world when individuals show up at an emergency room running a fever. Additionally, Alert USA again strongly recommends that airline travelers and those using public transportation become hypersensitive about your proximity to those visibly ill during your trips. While health authorities stress that Ebola is not airborne, it is believed to be transmissible, as with most other contagions, via airborne saliva particles such as those released in coughs and sneezes. Additionally, the CDC now admits that casual contact, meaning anywhere within 3 feet of an infected person, does pose a risk of transmission. As such, your increased polite vigilance can only be a benefit to your overall safety. Finally, we again remind listeners that AlertUSA has established an Ebola preparedness site offering clear, well-sourced information on the virus, government actions to mitigate the spread, as well as some sensible preparedness suggestions for you and your family to consider. You can find this resource at www.ebolaready.com. You can also find links to this and other resources, including additional information pertaining to the high points covered in this report in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. As always, AlertUSA continues to closely monitor developments with the spread of this virus and will immediately notify service subscribers of its emergence in different regions, important notices and warnings by government agencies, or any other changes in the overall threat environment which may impact you as events warrant. Moving next to the Ukraine. On Friday, AlertUSA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices that the Ukrainian military attacked and destroyed a Russian armored column moving through Ukrainian territory. These reports were confirmed by Ukrainian President Poroshenko. At the time of this report's preparation, shortly after the engagement, Russia's defense ministry flat out denied any convoy was in Ukraine or came under attack. Clearly, disinformation is in full swing and someone is lying. As previously reported by AlertUSA on several occasions over the past few weeks, NATO has been warning of the massive Russian troop buildup on the border of Ukraine, Russia's cross-border artillery attacks, as well as their reinforcements of rebels fighting in the eastern part of the country. On Thursday, the Pentagon announced that approximately 600 soldiers from the Army's 1st Brigade, 1st Cavalry Division will deploy to Poland and the Baltic states to help reassure European allies who feel threatened by Russian military moves. Along with the troops, the Pentagon is also sending M1 Abrams tanks, infantry fighting vehicles, and armored personnel carriers. The deployment is currently slated for October and is expected to last several months. Late this week, it was announced that President Obama will be visiting the Baltic nation of Estonia early next month to reassure NATO allies. According to Caitlin Hayden, spokesperson for the U.S. National Security Council, the president's trip is, quote, a chance to reaffirm our ironclad commitment to Article 5 as the foundation of NATO, which requires mutual defense amongst members. As always, AlertUSA continues to closely monitor developments in this increasingly volatile region and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment or the outbreak of larger armed conflict which could involve U.S. or NATO forces as events warrant. In travel security news, in addition to new travel warnings for Algeria and Sierra Leone, listeners are reminded that there are currently more than 36 additional locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever you're advised to regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an AlertUSA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, August 16th, 2014.